Supporters of Governor Andrew Cuomo's education tax credit were at the state capitol to persuade lawmakers that the credit, which would benefit donors to private and charter schools, should be approved as part of the state budget. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Under the provisions of the education tax credit proposed by Governor Cuomo, people and businesses can donate up to $1 million to a scholarship fund to send underprivileged children to private schools or the publicly funded but privately run charter schools. In exchange, they would get a tax credit on their state taxes of 75% of the amount they donate, or up to $750,000. Supporters include Darla Romfo, who runs the Children's Scholarship Fund. It helps finance private school education for underprivileged kids. She says with the tax credit, which would be $300 million over a three-year period, many more children could benefit.
Right now we help 8,300 kids, but we could double or triple that number of kids. And it's all low-income kids. The average income of our families is $31,000.
Jorvalyn Tejada, who lives in Washington Heights in Upper Manhattan, is a scholarship recipient and senior at Notre Dame High School. She says her favorite subject is history.
I love learning about history because I find it that it's reoccurring before our eyes without us even realizing we are being part of history right now.
Jorvalyn says she's been given many opportunities that her local public school would not have offered, like the ability to take college-level classes at Columbia. The tax credit faces opposition from teachers' unions and some fiscal watchdogs. Ron Deutsch with the Fiscal Policy Institute, which is partly financed by unions, says while some kids might be helped, overall, it's bad public policy.
It allows private wealthy individuals to dictate where state resources are going to go for educational purposes.
Deutsch says it takes money away from other state needs, like funding public schools. It also could discourage other types of charitable giving, where the tax write-off totals just 5% of the amount given instead of 75% in the proposed education tax credit program.
If you can get 15 to 18 times the tax benefit, chances are you may be looking at doing that.
Barbara Bartoletti is with the League of Women Voters, one of a coalition of groups opposing the tax credit. She says the state would be better off fulfilling its constitutionally mandated mission to provide every child in the state with an adequate education. In 2005, the state's highest court ruled that state government needs to spend billions more dollars a year to even out inequality in the schools. A plan was devised to phase in the funding, but it was derailed by the recession and never restored. Bartoletti says it would be better to just obey the court order and fully fund all the schools than to just single out a few kids to save.
What we're dealing with here is poverty. This is not a teacher problem, no matter how many times this governor wants to say so. It is not a teacher problem. It is a poverty problem.
Romfo with the Children's Scholarship Fund says the tax credit program won't take anything away from public schools, and she says the critics are wrong.
This would be a win-win for public schools, for private schools.
Governor Cuomo is not seeking the education tax credit in isolation. He's linking it to passage of the DREAM Act. That would give college aid to children of immigrants who are in the country illegally. Cuomo is hoping to increase the chances of both measures passing. Senate Republicans favor the tax credit. Assembly Democrats want the DREAM Act. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.